Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School. Let's listen to this young sage, Krishna Lakey, who's going to be a junior in high school. Hear him talk about how he looks at this pandemic and how we should be dealing with it. It's remarkable at such a young age that he has so much composure and vision about how we should lead our lives.
Hello, my name is Krishna Lakey and I am currently a sophomore in high school. As crazy as it may sound, I think that this time is a good time. In fact, I think that all times are good times because I try to look positively about every single situation or thing. Because truly thinking negatively or thinking bad of something, someone, or some time really does you no good. In fact, it only does you bad. It only brings you down. There's only negative effects as a result of it. Sure, we may not be able to hang out with our friends as much in school, in person, or go out, have some fun outside of school. But on the bright side, we're still able to FaceTime, which in the other pandemics we were not able to do. So we're still able to FaceTime, we're still able to talk with each other, we're still able to play different games with each other online. And the most important thing is that there was something lacking when we were, as a society, just living our life normally. And that thing that was lacking was true spending time with the people and things that are the most important. Family. Ourselves. This time is giving us time to connect with ourselves. To connect with ourselves deeper. To spend time with our family, because work, school, learning, it'll always be there. We'll have to do work until the day that we die. But family won't. So it's important to cherish these moments. And if it weren't for these couple months that we've been stuck in our houses, we may never have connected with our family the way that we do now. This time is a blessing. It's a time for us to realize that we are one. We need to come together and realize the true most important things in life and savor them. Not just live life for the sake of living, but live life for the sake of enjoying and to love.
Now let's hear from Heer Patel, a rising junior in Middlesex Academy of Applied Sciences and Technology, and how she is handling this current situation.
Hello, my name is Heer Patel, and I'm going to be a junior next year at one of the top magnet schools in the nation, the Middlesex County Academy for Science, Mathematics, and Engineering Technologies. Anxiety is a great problem during this time, and I cope by listening to music, going for a long run, reading a book, learning something new, or talking to some friends by texting or FaceTiming. Over the pandemic, I've learned new songs on the piano, I've written 5 to 10 songs, I've learned microeconomics as well as AP Calculus BC, and I've started learning French. Even though I have many coping mechanisms, anxiety is still an issue. Personally, my major trigger for anxiety is the fear of the unknown. My dream is to go to a top college, and not knowing what comes next or what will happen next is a scary thought. Will school open up after the summer break? Will my fall tennis season still be happening this year? And due to courts being closed, will I make the varsity tennis team again, even if the season is still on? All of these are just a few of the questions that ponder my mind when it comes to the topic of the coronavirus situation. These unknowns and seeing on the news the extended dates for school closings are major triggers for me, as well as for many other individuals. Not knowing what will happen next and knowing that we have no control over some situations bring upon many thoughts that lead to anxious feelings. Although being in a safe home environment does have its positive aspects, it also has its drawbacks due to how it brings up questions of uncertainty.
Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School.